Okay, today's daf ayin. Learn today's daf. It's close for Fuah Shlemer for Chaim ben Rachel. We are on, I believe, the top line of ayin. Yeah. Amr Nehardai. So this is sort of a bit of a sidebar, but it's brought in because it's sort of a takeoff or a spin-off of what we've been learning about Rabbi Yochanan. Remember, Rabbi Yochanan said, if you steal a chayfetz, neither you nor the owner can be makdish to chayfetz if there's no yeish. Because one, the stealer, it doesn't belong to him, and the owner, it's because it's not his rishus. Right, it's not a rishus. So going to Rav Yochanan, you need ownership and control to be makdish or something. Okay. So Amar Nehardai. Nehardai says, people in Nehardai, in the Yeshiva Nehardai, Lo kasvinan orkesa al metaltli. We do not write an orkesa for movable objects. What's an orkesa? Rashi says it's harsha. A star harsha is a star that sort of a power of attorney, which allows me to authorize you to litigate on my behalf to extract money. I'm looking to show them whether it works the other way around to be a defendant, but it's a star harsha because there's a problem if a non-litigant comes to court and makes a claim against the person can say lav baldavarim didiyat, sort of like the constitutional right to face your accuser. Right, it's lav baldavarim didiyat. You write the shtar hasha. There's also machlok hashana, what the shtar hasha is, or machlok is in the Gemara, where the shtar hasha is simply a shlichus, or it's some sort of super shlichus, whereby you are sort of giving over your rights to this attorney, or power of attorney, to this individual, and thereby that person is as if they are the litigant, or it's a shlichus. So you're not allowed to write a shtar orchusa if what you're trying to extract from somebody is metaltlin. What type of metaltlin that is. Tosos says, dafka a metaltlin d'gzela. It's specifically if I'm coming to get back something that you stole from me. Aval metaltlin d'pikadon. But if it's something that you're just watching for me, you're my shomer, and you're refusing to return it to me, kasvinon. That you can write an orkesa. We'll see why in a second. Let's just go back to Tosos. What's the reason why you can't write an orkesa on metaltlin? Amar Rav Ashi la'meimer my time, the Gemara says. Amar lei, so a meimer answers back. Mishum de Rav Yochanan. It's a offshoot of the shita of Rav Yochanan. The Amar Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan has said previously, Gazal v'lo nisayishu b'ayilim. If I steal something from you and you are not missing imayish yet, shneiem ein yicholim lahakdish. Neither of us can make the object hakdish. Neither the Gazal nor the Gazlan. Because Zeh, the Gazlan, can't do it. I can't do it. Lefisha Eino Shalom. It doesn't belong to me. But Zeh, the Nigzal, you can't do it. Lefisha Eino B'Rishuso. So the person cannot be mocked with something until he has Shalom or Rishuso. So too, over here, you can't write a Shtar Hashah on something that's not in your Rishus. If it's not in your Rishus, you cannot write a Harshah. Tosos, again, we're back to Tosos. Tosos says that's only when it comes to Metatlim of Pikadon. Now, Karkos is not a problem because Karkos ain't an exilus. But he says, Karkos, Metaltlin, the Gzeilav, Metaltlin, because of Ksivan, the Hot Tali Tainab Hektesh. Because the whole reason is making this comparison to Hektesh, which is an issue in itself of what the comparison is. We make this comparison to Hektesh, because Hektesh, if it's not in your Rishus, you don't have control. But the Yesh Koach La'odom, Lahakish Pikadon, Sheish Lo Yad Chaveru. But when it comes to, what Tosh says, when it comes to a Pikadon, I do have the right to be Makdish, an object that you are watching for me, that's still considered Birishuso. It's still considered under his control. So Toso says it clearly can't be talking about an orchestra of the Talmud of Pikadon, because that I would be able to write. Rashi seems to say otherwise. Rashi says, Mishunda Rabbi Yochanan, doesn't make a difference, he seems to say. He says, the Hova in Rishus of Bailim, since it's not the Rishus of the Bailim, in Yochanan Laknos L'Shliach. Right, he says you can't do it. We don't seem to say that some Machlokas Rashi Tosos, whether it applies to a metaltlim of Pikadon as well. Okay, fine. So that's the first lashon. That's the first lashon of Nehardai. Now, Ika de Amri. There are others who say Nehardai in the following fashion. Ika de Amri, Amri Nehardai. Nehardai says Lo kasvin an orkesa a metaltlim de kafre. The only time we don't write an orkesa is if there's already been a kfira. I've come to you and I said, let's use Tosh Shita. I come to you and say, give me back the pikadon that you were watching for me. And you say, well, you dorme olam. That case, I can no longer now write an orkesa, but there's already been a denial. Gemara says, why? Time of dekafre, why? Demechse kishikra. Because it looks like he's lying. Rashi says, demechse kishikra. Right, Rashi says, demechse d'chasimam ashikra. Remember, the rabbanon have to write, the court has to write this power of attorney. It has to be signed. So I'm claiming from you, I think I'm not exactly clear how this works, I'm claiming from you, you owe me, and you say, no, I don't. Now the court says, okay, we're allowing my power of attorney to come collect from you. Collect from you what? You just denied the claim. So it looks sort of like, first of all, it looks automatically that, I think it looks like Basin is already siding with one individual, but the Gemara seems to say that it's Mechzik Hishikra, because it looks like we're signing on a Shtar Shikra, a Shtar of Sheker, because the Beis Din is now signing something to say that you can collect from my behalf from somebody who doesn't, who was already denied the claim to begin with. Avalo Kafre, but if there's no Kfira, I mean, before I go ahead and claim from you, listen, those days and days it made sense, because you didn't travel so well. So one person traveled, is not there, I have no ability to go somewhere, so I get signed this power of attorney. Avalo Kafre, but if there's no Kfira, then Kasvina, then you can write the Shtar Orkasa. According to this man, the Amr of Nahardai, it seems pretty clear that the Shtar Orkasa does not equal Rav Yochanan's Din B'Hektesh. Right, Rav Yochanan said that B'Hektesh you required ownership and control. Over here, by the Orkasa, you would, according to this, you would only require ownership. Does it require control? That seems to be the machlokas between the two deos. But Amr Nahardai, and Nahardai continue in state. Orkasa de lok sivbe. Now, when you write an orkasa, there's certain language, like again or guess, there's certain language that has to be in there. So some of the certain languages, look at the mirror has the whole sheet, the whole description of the language. But if it's not written in the orkasa, zil don uzeche v'apik the nafshech, that I'm giving you to the attorney, right, giving you, go and judge and bizocha and bring out the money for yourself. I mean, you're sort of transferring the ownership of the pikadon to, or of the gzela, to this attorney. So then, if you don't do that, then less be mamasha. Then there's no good. My taima, why? Mishum de amra le heya, because the nifka, the other guy, can say, lav bal davar didiat. You're not my bal davar. I don't have to litigate against you. But if I have this arkasa, no, the other litigant can say to the attorney, you're not my bal davarim. So, no, the attorney's not saying it.
No, I think he's saying it to the attorney.
Correct. So my time is and therefore, if I make the Nishtar Hashah, they say, go collect for yourself, it's as if now you are personally involved in the case, and therefore you can collect it. So Amr Abaye, the Ig Siv Lemefse, the Shlisha Revi, maybe if you make sort of like a contingency fee, it looks like. If I write in the Nishtar Hashah, I say, you go collect, and whatever you collect, you get a third, you get a quarter, it's like a contingency. So the guy, you would think, so the guy could say, you're only my Baal Dvarim now on 25% of this item, not on 100%. So Rabbi says, Migo de Mishtai Dina Palga Mishtai Dini Al Kula. Since that I can clearly judge you or litigate against you for a certain percentage, I can certainly litigate against you for everything. Whenever I collect, I just distribute according to our agreement. So now comes interesting. So Amar Meimar, E Tufas, if he grabs it. Questions, who? Right, we have two choices. Who grabs it? The choice could be either the shliach gets the money, wins the case, right? Wins the case and keeps the money on his for himself, right?
That, about.
Right, that's the shliach,
right?
Or the other one is could possibly, right? The other lashon could be. Oh, let's go that way. E tafis, look for a second. Lo mafkina minim. We can't have to pull it out from him. We can't take it. Meaning, Meimar seems to be saying, according to this, that if let's say I'm appointed this shliach, I'm appointed this attorney, I go ahead and I win, I get the pikadon out, and I decide to say I'm holding on to it, it's mine. We can't remove it from you, because the Shtar Hashah has said, on your own behalf. Really, he should return it back, because that's the deal, but if he doesn't, you don't have to remove it, right? Rashi says, the e toughest. Shliach Mishal Neman, Lo Mavkina Minei. So, okay, this, that's a Lashon Acher, I'll explain Rashi so far, then we'll go back. This is Lashon Acher in Rashi. V'i tafa Shliach Mamon Shehotzi V'kivu La'atzmo, if the Shliach keeps the money by himself, Lo Mavkina Minei. That you don't take it out from Kach Matzasi Kasa B'tshuvas Hagonu Z'ikar. That's Rashi's the main shot. The previous shot before is Lo Mavkina Minei. Meaning, if the Shtar Hashah is deficient and doesn't say the Apik L'Nafshei, and yet the Shliach goes to litigate and the litigant doesn't come up with a defense of saying your harsha is deficient, and the litigant and the shliach still is motzi mamon, it's still considered legit. He doesn't have to give the money back to the other litigant. That's the first sheet in Rashi. Second sheet in Rashi is I, the shliach, decide to keep the money, keep the pikadon for myself.
This is the whole point of the shliach, to act on behalf of the other.
Correct, but you're doing it in such a way where, according to this day of Rashi, you're doing it in such a way where you're sort of giving him, you're transferring over to him all the powers. So it could be
all the powers to win on your behalf.
No, it says zildon zechev yapik linafshach. Linafshach means for you.
Go get the proceeds for yourself because you're acting for me.
But it doesn't say that. It says va'apik linafshach. So therefore, if he keeps the money, a maimer says he can keep it. Comes from Ashi and says, like you, according to one mind. Rashi says no. Kevan diksivle kol dimis anim indina kabus alai. What I gave to you is I gave you all the authority that I have. And the, right, whatever I can have, you can get. Therefore, shliach shavye. All I did was make you a shliach. I made you a messenger on my behalf. All right, make me a shliach on my behalf. And therefore, you can't keep the money. You're my shliach. Belongs to me. You're just doing it on my behalf. A neimer argues. V'ikka da'amar. And there are those who say, shutafa shavye. I didn't make you a shliach, but I made you a partner. What? I made you a partner. So if I made you a partner, therefore what? So l'may nafkemina, what would be the difference whether I made you a shutuf or I made you a shliach? L'mit was palga, if he grabs half. According to my dhamma, or a certain percentage. According to my dhamma, it says you're a shliach, doesn't make a difference. That's your shita yoni. Right. According to the other dhamma, if he makes him as a shutuf, then maybe it's possible that he can right? Whatever the percentage is, he can keep a part. We'll read this Hilchos HaMachlokas in the Rishonim, whether it's a kirsa for it. The Rush takes it out. The Rif says this is an insertion from the Gaonim. But Behilchos HaShliach Shaveh. The halach is that he makes him a shliach, and therefore he passes like Yoni, that it does not have the ability to keep the money in his, to keep the money.
The power of attorney doesn't have to specify these details?
The power of attorney, the only detail we have in the Gemara is it says Zil Don Zecheve Apik Lenafshach, which means go and litigate and be zochah the money and remove the money for your own behalf. That's the only thing that we have in the Gemara. So the Maimer says, since it's for its own behalf, it's literal. And Ravash says, don't take it that literally. It means on your own behalf, only that's only the legal fiction to allow you to get rid of the idea of la bal devarim didiyat. But once you collect it, you're collecting it for me. And therefore I get to keep, and therefore you can't keep it. But there is, according to the way we just learned, Rav Ashi is just coming to argue on the Maimar. Our Maimar says, "E tafis lo mafkina minei," and Rav Ashi says, "No, you can't take it out because he holds like Yoni that it's just a shlichus." The Baal Mor, and there's a rush in the ninth parak, the sugi appears again, says that Rav Ashi is not coming to argue on a Maimar. Rav Ashi is coming to argue on the entire shita of the Nahar Doi. The Nahar Doim said that you cannot write a shtar hasha on metaltalim because you need this, because you had this argument to lav al devarim didyan. Comes from Balmor and says, Rav Ashi says, no, I'm just appointing him a shliach. There's no idea of the super shlichus. Once I appoint somebody a shliach, the Rosh has a lush, and the shliach has all the power that I have. So once I appoint him a shliach, you, the other guy, can't say, la bal devarim didiyat. And therefore, Rav Ashi's going to Balmor, Rav Ashi's coming to negate the entire idea of Nahar Dai. Don't compare this to Hektesh. Hektesh has its own rules, and Dinei Mamonos has its own rules. It's not a comparison to Rabbi Yochanan. Nahar Doi, Balmor says Nahar Doi is saying, Rav Ashi is saying Nahar Doi, you're just wrong. And you're simply wrong. And look at Tosos. Tosos says, Kasa Raveinu Tam, Da Idna Nohagu Lichtov Orkasa Afilu Ametatu De Kafre. We write Orkasa. Apparently he's passing like the second Sheet of Nahar Doi. We write the Orkasa, even if there's a Kvira. Right, no matter what. And he says, V'tayim lo yadana. And Tosos doesn't know the reason why. Rabbeinu Tam gives the reason. But clearly, Tosos and the Baal Mor are not passing like that first day of the Nahar Doi. They're saying that you can write this Shtar Orkasa no matter what. Because the comparison to Rav Yochanan's Din of Hektesh, for whatever reason, is not a good comparison. It's only by Hektesh you require ownership and control. But by the Shtar Orkasa, you only require ownership. This requires a shtar. This requires a power.
Kind of shlichus.
It's a little bit different, but it works. We did shlichus, but in order to effectuate the shlichus, you have to have a shtar.
A little bit of what's going on here.
Sorry.
It's not a
regular shlichus.
Well, maybe that's what a maimer is saying.
It's more than regular.
So maybe a maimer is saying it's a supercharged shlichus.
Right.
Right. That's what Nardai is also saying. It's supercharged shlichus to get rid. You need a supercharged shlichus to get rid of the case of Av al Devarim Didiyat. Okay. Next Mishnah. So basically, the Rishonim explained that the most of the rules that are set forth in this Mishnah are not really any big chiddush, but they're going to be set up for subsequent Mishnayos that sort of contrast what's going on here. Okay. So, Ganav al Pishnayim. Two witnesses testify or saw that I steal, I'm sure said that I steal it. V'tavachu machar al piyem. And then they see that I shechted it or sold it in such a way where I be chayav dal v'hei, based on all the Gemaras that we saw the past couple of days. O al Pishnayim achayim. Or two witnesses saw me steal it, and two other witnesses saw me shecht it or sell it. V'shara tashlumei bar v'chamisha. I would still have to pay dalad v'hei, even if they're two separate sets of witnesses. Next case, ganav, I steal it, umachar b'Shabbos, and I sell it on Shabbos. If I sell something on Shabbos, there's no chiyav misa, right? If I shech something on Shabbos, that's a malacha, there's a chiyav misa. But if I sell it on Shabbos, there's no chiyav misa, therefore, I would be chayav to pay dal v'hei. If there is a chiyav misa, then I have the concept of kimleib the rabbi b'nei, and I wouldn't have to pay the dal v'hei. So if I ganav umachar b'Shabbos, or ganav umachra l'avodah zara, or if I steal it and I sell it to avodah zara, meaning I didn't shecht it for the avodah zara, I sold it for the avodah zara, because there's no chiyav misa when it comes to a mechira to avodah zara, or ganav v'talach b'yom kippurim, or I stole it and I shechted it on Yom Kippur. Now, malacha on Yom Kippur, there's no chiyav misa based in, it's only a misa karis. According to this Mishnah, not according to Chunya ben Akana, but according to this Mishnah, the kimle does not apply to chiyav karis. So there's no application of kimle here, and therefore I would have to pay dal v'hei. Next case, ganav mishel aviv, I steal my father's sheep, v'tavachu machar, and then I go ahead and I either shecht it or I sell it, and therefore I'm chayav dal v'hei right there, v'achar kach meis aviv, and then my father passes away. The father passes away. So now you could say, well, why do I have to pay? I'm just going to get it in my Yerusha. So therefore, or that's one case, or ganav v'tavach v'achar kach hiktish, or let's say I stole it, and I shechted it, and then I was maktish. In all these cases, so maktish, you'd say, why am I, like, it's not mine anymore, I gave it away. And then, last mishalim, tashlumei arba v'chamisha, still to pay dal v'hei. The Rashash points out that the case of with the father is only if there are other yorshim. They have to pay them. Now, if I'm the only yorish, then there's no problem, because, I pay from one pocket to the other pocket. Yeah. Well, there's only other yorshim. Okay. And the other case was ganav v'tavach. If I stole it, shechted it, and then I gave the animal to Hektish, I still have to pay tashlumei dal v'hei. Okay. Ganav v'tavach l'refuah l'klavim. Simple. I stole it and I shechted it, but I didn't shecht it for consumption. I shechted it for medicinal purposes, or I shechted it to give it to feed it to my animals. Or, the case being, v'hashochet v'nimsus trefa. Let's say in any of these cases I shecht it. What? Okay, so ganav v'tavach l'refuah l'klavim, hashochet v'nimsus trefa, I shecht it, and it turns out that the animal is not kosher, turns out to be a trefa, or hashochet chulun ba'azara, or I go ahead and I shecht this animal to school in the Beis HaMikdash, and in both of these cases, the animal is usher to achila. Tanakhama says, m'sham v'shlumei bar v'chamisha, I still have to pay the four or five-fold payment. Rav Shimon poter b'shnei elu. In these last two cases, Rav Shimon says, you're not chayav to pay the dal v'hei. Rashi points out, this is Rav Shimon l'shitaso. Rashi says, b'shnei elu, the last Rashi in the Mishnah, b'trefo b'chulim b'azara, dekasav Rav Shimon, Rav Shimon, of course, Shas holds, shchita she'en r'uya lashma shchita. If you shech something, and you don't, the shchita does not matir the animal for achila, then it's not considered a valid shchita. So here, if I shecht it and it's a trefa, or I shecht it into a Beis HaMikdash, that shchita does not permit the animal to achila. That's not considered a legitimate shchita, and therefore I would not be chayav to pay dal v'hei. But the refuah and the klavim, so his intention may have been for something else, but once you do a shchita, it's a shchita. And then, right, when you did a maisa, it becomes a valid shchita. You can't have, shchita is one of those things where you can't say, oh, I'm going to shecht it on condition that it's not kosher. It doesn't work that way. So therefore, that's considered a valid shechita, and you even Rav Shimon agree that you chayev dal v'hei. Again, not many chidushim in the Mishnah, just a setup for to the owner.
The trefa makes sense,
right?
If you
shekel and a treifa.
Right.
Because that would be in the hand of the owner.
Right, I hear you.
Same result.
But chulin by zara, you're taking it. But chulin by zara, you're taking it into the chulin.
Right.
But still, bottom line is, your maisa shechita, according to Shimon, your maisa shechita does not permit the animal to be eaten, and therefore it's deemed not to be a maisa shechita. Okay. So the Mishnah had said that the two witnesses do not have to be the same set of witnesses. You can have one set of witnesses witnessing the theft, and another set of witnesses witnessing the Maisa Shechita, the Maisa Mechira. So, Lema Masnisin de Loki Rabbi Akiva. Let's say that our Mishnah, or perhaps our Mishnah, is not in accordance with the Shita Rabbi Akiva. De'i Rabbi Akiva, because if you're going to say that our Mishnah is like Rabbi Akiva, De'i Rabbi Akiva, Ha'amar, Rabbi Akiva has the drasha of Davar Vilo Chatzi Davar. In order for an Eidus to be valid, you have to testify on everything. Rashi says, the Pasuk says, Al Pida Shnaim Eidim Yokum Davar, Vahane Eidi Tvicha de Katani Bimasnisin, O Al Pishnaim Eidim Achayim Chatzi Davar Kamasadi. I guess the Gemara at this point is viewing the Geneva Tvicha as one big act. And if I have one set on one part of the act and one set on another part of the act, it's only a Chatzi Davar. Because if the ones who, Rashi gives a reason, if the ones who are recognizing the Shrita, who are testifying in the Shrita, didn't see the Geneva, maybe they thought that it belonged, or he's shechting something that belongs to him. So therefore what? I'm not exactly sure. But you see, there's a split. So the Tanya, how do we know that he says you need Davar and Lochatzi Davar? The Tanya, the following Braisa, Amar Rabbi Yossi says, Kishahalach Abba Chalafta. Abba Chalafta, I believe, is Rav Yossi's father. So there's a whole to-do here about how Rav Yossi is calling his father by his first name, Chalafta. Okay, Kishalach Abba Chalafta, it's Rav Yochum and Nuri Lilmo Torah, where my father Chalafta went to Rav Yochum and Nuri to learn Torah. But Amrila, in some sense, the other way around. Rav Yochum and Nuri, it's Abba Chalafta, Amrilo, and Rav Yossi ben Nuri went to Rav Chalafta, Amrilo. So whoever was stationary, whoever that person came to, stated, Amrilo, following case, above a Vassar case. Right, in order to get a kinyan chazaka on karka, you need to have shalosh shanim ritzufim. You have to have witnesses and testimony that you own or were on the property for 3 years. No one made a macha because you after 3 years and people don't keep their shtaros. It's pretty simple, but we'll learn that more obviously when we get to Bava Basra. So he says as follows: Achla shana rishonim b'fnei shnayim. So there's testimony for year one from Reuven and Shimon. And Shnia Bifnei Shnayim. And there's testimony from year two from Levi and Yehuda. Vishlishish Bifnei Shnayim. And there's testimony in year three from Yisachar and Zvulun. So I have three separate sets of Edim, each testifying on one of the years. So Mahu, what's the din? Do those three Edios mitzdarif? Do they combine to say that I now sat on this karka, not bothered for 3 years, and therefore I have a chazaka? Amalo HaRezo Chazaka. So Abba Chalafta says, that's a chazaka. So Amrlo, the other guy who came to visit, said, Afani Omer Kain. I also agree with you. However, Elis Rabbi Akiva Cholik Vadavar. Rabbi Akiva argues, Shai Rakiva Omer, Davar Velo Chatzi Davar. He says, no, you need Pishnaim Eidim Yokum Davar, not Chatzi Davar. And at this stage, the Gemara is holding that 1 year is not, or 2 years is not Davar. The Davar is 3 years. You would need, according to Makiva, you would need the same Edim to testify that you were there for 3 years.
Not even Chatzi is a third.
Okay, so Chatzi could be, doesn't matter. Chatzi just means not the whole thing.
Yeah.
Chatzi, it's not a little bit, 50%.
Just,
so, okay.
it just means
not the whole thing. So, Amar Abaye says no. Afilu Tamei Rabbi Akiva. I can say that our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Akiva. Because Rabbi Akiva is going to be moda in our case, right? Our case again is where one set of witnesses witness the theft, and another set witness the sale or the shechita. Milo modi Rabbi Akiva. Doesn't Rabbi Akiva not agree in the following case? Bishnayim omrim kidesh, ushnayim omrim baal. So there are two witnesses that come and say that this woman had kiddushin in Nisan. Ushnayim, two other witnesses come say Omrim Baal that she had an illicit affair a month later, say Niyah. And they agree on that case that they can be she's chayav misa. Why? The afa gav the ede bia tzrichel ede kiddushin. There are two sets of witnesses over here. Are they completely dependent on each other? Well, only one is dependent on the other. In order for the ede bia to be legitimate edim to do what they're supposed to do, which is create the chiyah misa, they're dependent on the fact that they were ede kedushin that she was married. But the Eidei Kedushim are independent of the Eidei Biyah. The Eidei Kedushim have independent validity without the Eidei Biyah. If there are two witnesses come and say that she's married, well, then we know that she's married. There's no Eidei Biyah afterwards, so what? The Eidei Kedushim still testified on something, and there's still significance to their Eidus. The Eidei Biyah only have significance if there are Eidei Kedushim. But since both witnesses, since they're not interdependent on each other, it's not considered Chatzidavar. Right, let's read inside. He says, let's read inside. Says the Afal Gav the Eidei Biyah Tzrichel Eidei Kedushin. Even though, in order for the Eidei Biyah to accomplish what they set out to do, which would be to create the Chiyuv Misa, they need the Eidei Kedushim. Kevan the Eidei Kedushim Lo Tzrichel Eidei Biyah. Since the Eidei Kedushim are independent of the Eidei Biyah, Davar Karinin Bay. It's considered a Davar. So Hachanami. So too by us. What's in our case? You have witnesses on the Gneva and you have witnesses on the Tzricha. So the witnesses on the Tvicha are dependent on the witnesses on the Geneva. Because the only way my testimony that you shechted somebody else's animal to Chayv Dayal Vehei is if we know that it belonged to somebody else and you stole it. But the witnesses on the Geneva are independent. If there are witnesses that see that you steal it, you're right away Chayv to pay Kefil. You automatically write the Dayal Vehei, you can't, you didn't testify. But you already had significance on that testimony itself. Hacha Nami, Afa Gav the Eide Tvicha, Tvichel Eide Geneva. Kevan the Eidei Geneva lo Tzricha the Eidei Tzricha Davar Karinin Bei. That's considered a Davar. So in our Mishnah, since the witnesses are not dependent on each other, they're not each interdependent on each other, Rabbi Kiva would agree that this is considered a Davar and not a Chatzi Davar. So therefore, you can have two sets of Eidim, one set testify on the theft, and one set testify on the sale or on the Shechita. Right, what Rashi says. Right, Hachanami, if you look at the Rashi, it's the 1, 2, 3, the fourth short line. He says, Hachanami, Eide Geneva Chayvole Kfela. The Eide Geneva themselves create the Chi of Kefel, Belav Eide Tevicha, without the Eide Tevicha. Avalhani de Eidus Chazaka, Shloshtan Akiso Sricha Solozo. When it comes to the Eide Chazaka, each one testifying about 1 year, none of the Eidus have any significance without the other Eidus. So therefore, because if I have witnesses that say that I sat on the karka for 1 year, that does nothing. If I have witnesses that say I sat on the karka for another year, that does nothing. I only have valid witnesses if they each say for 3 years. So therefore, each of those eidos are dependent on each other for any significance. And therefore, if there's different sets for each, people will say that's chatzi davar. That's not davar. In our case, it's different. Now, v'ravanan. Okay, Rabbi Kiva has this halacha of davar v'lo chatzi davar because he learns it out. So Rabbanon, davar lo chatzi davar lamutei mai. There's clearly a drush over here of davar and chatzi davar. Rabbi Kiva is now learning it to exclude the case of the 3 years. What's Rabbanon doing about the davar and chatzi davar? What do they come to exclude? So Rabbanon is going to give a case, and it's going to be very difficult to understand why this case is any different than the 3 years case. So Rabbanon, hai davar lo chatzi davar lamutei mai. What's it coming to exclude? It's lamutei. Echad Omer Echa Begaba of Echad Omer Echa Bekresa. It's talking about trying to see if a girl or even if a boy is a gadol or a gadola. And two witnesses testify that they saw two hairs. So two witnesses testify that they saw one hair on the front, and two witnesses say they saw one hair on her back. Whatever those locales are, they each saw it in different spots. So that's Chatzi Davar. Actually, I read it wrong. I read it totally wrong. It's Echad Omer Echad Begabav Echad Omer Echad Bekresa. One says, correct. But one saw one hair and one saw another hair. Neither of them saw two. So there's more of an interjection. Wait a second. Hi, Chatzi Davar Chatzi Edusu. That's not Chatzi Davar. That's Chatzi Edus because you only have one witness on each thing. That doesn't count. So the question is, okay, fine. El Olam Ute. The way I said it beforehand, I jumped the gun. It's Shnayim Omer Echad Begabav B'Shnayim Omer Echad Bekresa. I have two witnesses for one hair in the front and two witnesses for another hair in the back. Neither of them are testifying about two hairs. They both sets are testifying about a different hair. Right. So he says, Vahani Amri Katanihi, Vahani Amri Katanihi. So basically, each one is saying that she's still a katana because they each say that they only saw one hair. But the problem is now, so what's the chilik between this and the 3 years? Right, the case is, I have two witnesses on year one, two witnesses on year two, two witnesses on year three. There, Chachamim say, but it's not the same thing. The Chachamim there say that that's considered a valid testimony. They said, Mahu, he says, Armalo Harezo Chazaka. Rabbi Kiva said it wasn't a Chazaka. So the Chachamim, people who argue Rabbi Kiva say that that's considered valid testimony. And here, by the hair case, it's not valid testimony. What's the difference? What's the difference? So Tosu says, Tosa says, Lamute Shnaim Orm Echa Begava. He says, Velo Dami Lishona Rishona Bifne Shnaim. It's different than the case of each set of witnesses coming to testify on 1 year. To Hassam, in that case, Ra'u Kol Masha Hayu Cholim Liros Ba'osh Hashanah. There, they saw all that they can see. There's no deficiency in their Maisa Edus. There's a deficiency in what their Maisa Edus does up here halacha. But all they could have done, they testified about the whole year. They didn't miss anything. Here, I guess he's saying by the hair, he's saying is that, just look on the other side. You didn't see everything that you could have seen.
Right.
I don't know, maybe you didn't see everything you could have seen because it wasn't there. Splitting hairs. Huh, sorry. V'rav Alphys, v'rav
Alphys,
v'rav Alphys Peris, v'shem d'hasem mahani sahudu sayu inyan Peris, sh'achol b'shana rishona, sh'chay v'shalem ilo yimitza yosar edim. The riff, it's interesting, the Tosos quotes the riff, and the Torah Shas points out that this riff is in Bava Basra. The riff is saying, no, if you look at those witnesses over there by the Karka case, let's say there are two witnesses that come and say, I sat on your land for a year, and no other witnesses come. So now you can claim from me that I owe you all the payers that I ate for that year. Because there are witnesses that I ate payers for a year. So theoretically, those witnesses do have some sort of significance. Albeit in a different context, but there's a significance to that testimony, as opposed to here, there's no significance whatsoever to the testimony of I saw one hair on her back.
Right.
It does nothing. The Re doesn't like that. The time of Rishon Yeru Re Iker, I think, because of what you're saying is that it's in a different context. That's not what you're coming to bring the Eden for. But there's a big question here as to why there's a difference between the Eden's case of Karka and the Tsar case by the Krasos.
Yeah, but 1 year is actually an entity in itself.
But it's
so,
it's an insufficient entity.
If you were right there for 1 year, you got to pay for the payers.
So that's exactly what the riff said.
That shows that then if you had that 1 year and someone else, okay, but if it had to be three consecutive years, also. Right.
I'm not following. I'm not following the question.
In order to have a chazak, you have to have three consecutive years.
You need three consecutive years, and you need witnesses on three consecutive years. It's three separate witnesses.
As long as they verify that there was no space in between the time.
Right. So why is that any different than the case of there? Let's combine all the testimonies. By the year's case, I'm combining the three sets of witnesses, and by the hair case, I'll combine these two sets of witnesses. That's the question. Why is there a difference?
But in the case of the years, the guys come back next 2 years, they're able to go and make this field of chazak. Following 2 years, they come back.
Right. So
in the case of the hair, if they come back the next day and say they saw one on the other side, does that work?
Probably not. You have to have testimony.
Exactly. It's about the same thing.
Right. So that's what I think. That's what the first sheet of Tosfos is saying. Is that they've seen everything that they can do. They've done what they can, and there's significance to that what they've seen.
Meaning that they can continue their ears themselves.
Yeah, maybe. I don't see that Tosfos saying that, but maybe. I don't know.
In the case of the hands, it's all in one, like in a couple of seconds.
Why does that make it? Why does it matter how long an act of something took place for testimony? If I'm a witness, how long does it take to sell an item? It takes 2 seconds to make the sale.
Right.
It doesn't matter how long the act is for testimony. If I see it, I see it. You're asking the question of the Gemara. The Tosos is trying to give answers.
Yeah.
Why is there a difference? Okay, I'm just pointing out that's two answers in Tosos. There are other answers in the Rishonim, but you have to figure out why those cases are different for the Chachamim. According to Rabbi Kiva, it's not a problem. They're both Davar and Chatzi Davar. According to Chachamim, one case is considered valid testimony, and one case is not. Why? Okay, next case. Ganav u'machar b'Shabbos. The case in the Mishnah was, I stole something, and then I sold it on Shabbos. Therefore, there is tashlum medal v'hei because there's no kimle. Because selling something on Shabbos is only an issue of the Rabbanon. Selling something on Shabbos does not create a chi of misa. Batanya, I have a brisa that says to this. Batanya, I have a brisa that says ganav u'machar on Shabbos is pater. You don't have to pay the dal v'hei because it's because of kimle v'derabine. So what's going on? What is the case of selling something on Shabbos where you would have the application of kimle v'derabine to say that you're pater to pay the dal v'hei? So Amar Rami Bar Chama. Ki Tanya he the potter. This brisa that says you're potter is a specific case. Is ba'omer lo akotz te'ena mi te'enasi V'tikne lei li genuvaseich. The case is as follows. I stole something. Okay, I stole something, and I want to sell it to you. When I make the sale to you, that's when I'm chayav dal v'hei. So you say, you want to make a kinyan, and it's on Shabbos, and you say, well, let's make a kinyan chalipin. You come into my property, pluck off a te'ena from your orchard, and by me plucking off the te'ena, that's going to affect the transfer of what I stole. I stole the sheep. It's going to make the transfer of the sheep from me to you. So I'm doing the mechira via chilul Shabbos by plucking the tree.
Okay.
So therefore, it would be kimle derabimine. Right? Rashi says, akutz te'ena. He says, lakut te'ena mitena si b'dimei hagneva b'Shabbos. The kainosim is chayav misa. Rashi says it so succinctly; it's amazing. Just by me plucking off the date of the fruit, that affects the transfer. I'm selling it with a chilul Shabbos, so therefore it's kimli d'rabbanei. That's the case of the brisa, and then I'd be plucked for a dollar v'hei. Well, where it says what's going on here. So Amri, the keva nechitava l'kama b'dina. What would be the case? All right, I go into your field. I say, you know what? You're right. I pluck off the te'ena. And then I say, forget it. I'm not giving you my sheep. Now you're going to come to court and make a claim against me? He says, if you cave in the chitav le'kam bedina, lower me le'zil shalim, the court's not going to now say that I should pay you back to give you the sheep. The court's not going to say that, right? The mechayev benafshehu, because I was chayev misa already. So they're not going to make me pay you, forget the dal v'hei, they're not going to make me finish the sale. Because why do I have to make a monetary payment at all? So therefore, so ha-mechir, na-me-la-mechir, it's clear that this is not a valid sale. This isn't, if the court won't force the sale to go through, it's not considered a sale. So therefore, that can't be the case of the Mishnah, of the Braisa. Granted, I'm Chayav Misa now, but that can't be the case where I'm putter from Dal V'Hei. I'm putter from Dal V'Hei because it's not a mechira. We're trying to find the case where I'd be putter from Dal V'Hei by making a mechira. I didn't make a mechira in this case. So it is the exact same time.
It's not.
Sure.
This last case, you just split the timing on it.
No, I didn't put the timing on it whatsoever. The case is set up whereby we have make an agreement that the sale will be complete upon me plucking the fruit.
Right.
It's the same time. The sale should be complete, and then I retract and I say no. So the court says, well, if you say no, I'm not going to. We can't force you to give him the sheep that you owe him because you're chayav misa, because it's kimlei. So therefore, it's not a mechira. Therefore, it's not the case of being chayav da'al v'hei.
Yeah, but in that case, it's not the same time. Then.
It is the same time. The chiyuv took place as I plucked the fruit. It's the only. That's the only shot. It's the only time. It's the only tea is when I pull it through the fruit. Yeah. I'm being a bad, and not only am I a bad guy that's mechal Shabbos, I'm a bad enough guy that I won't do what I agreed to do. I won't give you the sheep. I won't complete the sale.
What is the act of the da'al v'hei already?
No, so they're saying you're not chayav da'al v'hei because you only chayav da'al v'hei when you make the sale, not when you steal it. When you steal, you only chayav kefil.
What's the act here? Is it the plucking the fruit?
That's the chil Shabbos. That's the chiyuv misa.
Or is it the sale?
No.
One second.
What do you mean it's a transfer?
That last second, its transfer is only dependent on, so it's not going to be one without the other. It's
the exact same time. The sale takes place when I do the Chilul Shabbos. So El Amra Papa...
Because he's Chayav Misa, they're not going to enforce the sale. Just because...
That's what he's saying. Right. Since the court would not enforce the sale... The court would not enforce the sale because there is a chiyav misa. It's not a valid sale. Okay, the Gemara is going to go back on that. But so El Amar Papa. Papa says it's as follows case. But Omer Lo, the case is Zerok Gnevusich Lichatziri V'Tikni Lignuvaseich. Now the case is where you tell me to toss the animal into your rishus, and you'll be koneh it with a kinyan chatzer. And via that kinyan chatzer, you're gonna owe me money. You're gonna owe me money, and therefore I, the thief, threw the animal into your chatzer, and my throwing the animal into the chatzer is a chilul Shabbos, right? There's a chutzah, and at the same time, the lokeach is kone it, and therefore the lokeach is kone. At the same time, I'm being mechal Shabbos,
right.
And therefore I'm chayav misa, and I'm affecting the kinyan at the same time. Therefore, I'm putter from dal v'hei because it's kinyan derabim nei. So Gemara says, wait a second, who does that go by? Because there's a machlokas regarding when an object is considered to be at rest. for the inyani of chutzah. So Machlokes Rabbi Kiva. Kiman. This must be Rabbi Kiva. The Amar Kluta Kemisha Huncha Damya. Because he says that something that's flying in the air over a rishus is considered as if it's landed in each spot, even before it lands. So therefore, at the moment the object goes into your rishus, it's as if it's landed in your rishus, and it affects the kinyan, and therefore it's the exact same time it's kimli. However, the ikri rabbanon keva demati lechatzir beso kana, but le'inin shabbos lo mechayev ademati la'aria. According to Chachamim, as an animal, as the thing is flying in the air, it has not come to rest.
Right.
Rabbi Kiva views it as being to rest at every spot. It has not come to rest. So the moment it came into your chatzer, that's when you were kona. Okay, that's the chiyuv. But when is the chiyuv Shabbos? Only when it comes to rest. That wouldn't be kimli, because that's not at the same time. Not at the same time. So the Gemara says, no, we could say it's even according to the Chachamim, right? Rabbi Chachamim say no, but Omer lo tikne gnivuseich achetanuch. Well, you can make a stipulation, and the guy said, you know what, you'll throw it into my chatzer, but I won't be kona it until it lands. Because I don't want it to be kona it, so maybe the wind will blow it out. So therefore, the landing is what creates the kinyon, and the landing is what creates the kiyuv Chilul Shabbos, and therefore it's kimle. Okay. Rava goes back, and Rava says...
So how does that fix the situation of...
Because that's the case of the brisa.
Oh, so that's why you're potter, but that's not also a sale is not enforceable because it creates.
No, but he already has the object. The problem before was where I make the sale, and I don't give you the object.
Right.
So court's not going to enforce that. What does the court have to enforce here? I toss the object into your field. You already have it. Okay. So Rava Amar Le'olam Ki Rami Bar Chama. Rava goes back and he says, "No, it's what we like. We said by Rami Bar Chama, which is the case is where he plucked the produce. And then you said, but you had the kasha, but therefore what's not an enforceable sale? So Gemara says as follows. Well, it's I don't care. I'll give you the following case. What about the following case as follows? Esnan Asra Torah. The payment paid a sheep for a harlot. So that payment, it's also to be brought as a korban. But filu ba'al imo. Let's say for whatever reason there's an erva that's the prostitute, and I pay for that erva. Now I say, but I don't pay it now. I say I will give you a sheep to allow me to have relations with you, right? V'e tavale kama bedina mi arminale kum havle esnan. Let's say he doesn't give the sheep. He doesn't give it. Is the Beis Din going to go ahead and now enforce the sale and say, "Oh, you owe her. You paid the prostitute. Now you have to pay her. You owe her the money." The Gemara says, "No, Ella." But nevertheless, right? Nevertheless, when he would give her the esnan, it would still be usher. Meaning, even though the Beis Din wouldn't enforce it, the object still has its tainted with that status. Ella afal gad dechitavale bedina lo armin le zil havle. So even though if she would make the claim in court, we wouldn't say, go ahead, you now have to pay her. Kevan dechiyav lo havi esnon. Nevertheless, if he does give it to her, it's considered esnon. So hachinami. So to an our case, afal gav the inyan tashlumim itav bedina kama lo armin le zil shlim. Even though if you came to court to try to enforce that sale, the court wouldn't enforce it. Afilu hachi kevan demakle b'hachi. But nevertheless, havi mechira. It's still considered a. No, the Gemara now saying, I think this is what you guys were mentioning before, who cares that the court wouldn't enforce it? So it's not enforceable in the Beis Din. It's still a kinyan.
Right.
It's still a valid kinyan. So once I pluck it off, I'm still creating the Chilul Shabbos, and I'm still creating the Maisa Mechira, and that would be the case of the Braisa that would say that Ganav U'Machar B'Shabbos, you would be putter from Donald Hay because you have Kimle with the Rabbanei. Okay. We will stop here. Everyone have a great day.
Sure.